On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology?
I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Rachel and Towson, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
So today I need an apology from my friend Emily because she refuses to reimburse me after I paid a $600 emergency vet bill to save her dog while she was out of town.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
So my friend, she usually uses a dog sitter, but that dog sitter canceled on her. So she reached out to me and I was totally willing and able to watch her dog, Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And she had left this folder behind, you know, with like instructions and stuff. And like, I didn't really look at it because I was like, I have had dogs my entire life. Like, mm-hmm. I can handle this. So while I was watching Cooper, you know, she was pretty much unreachable all weekend. Like, I could not get in touch with her.
Okay.
And Saturday morning rolls around. I find diarrhea everywhere.
Oh, no.
And it's obviously from Cooper.
Well, yes.
And then, like, the following...
I assumed. I was hoping you were like, it was mine.
Yeah, not at any point. I think it was you.
Thank you for clarifying, though.
For those that didn't
obviously
get it.
Obviously, it was Cooper.
Okay, you're good, girl. You're good.
So, okay. All right, cool. All right, clarified. We're good.
Then in the following hours, he barely wanted to move.
No.
And I started freaking out because I'm thinking that he's dehydrated or something seriously wrong.
Sure. He ate something. So we don't know. Yeah.
But then I called Emily multiple times. I texted her and I could not reach her.
Yeah.
And so I felt like I had to make this decision to take him to the vet.
Sure. Okay.
And they ran tests. They gave him fluids. They gave him meds. And I ended up paying this $600 vet bill.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want anything to happen to him while she was gone.
Sure.
And he ended up being okay. And when Emily got home, I thought that she'd thank me and reimburse me immediately because she's a friend of mine.
Right.
And instead she said I completely overreacted and refuses to pay me back.
Well, where was she? Like, why wasn't she responding?
Right.
She wasn't answering her phone that entire weekend. She was unreachable.
I mean, well, that seems kind of crappy. Like, if you're like, hey, like, watch my dog, the dog gets sick. Like, I would assume that, like, you would, as a dog owner, would be responsible for the bill if you had to take.
Yeah,
no,
that wasn't you just like doing her a solid, taking her dog.
Or
to
like
the vet
you like,
for
do
funsies.
It for fun. It's not. Yeah, like, it's not like you're like, hey, I'm taking your dog to the
just for
know,
fun.
The ER for fun and
yeah.
like putting that back on her. It's not like you took her on a vacation and was like, hey, by the way, I'm throwing this bill on you now, last minute.
I just did what I thought was best and what would save Cooper.
Right,
if something
exactly.
was wrong.
I mean, any of us, I think, would have
yeah,
done that, right?
Because, like, let's say you didn't, and then the result was, you know, who knows what would have happened. Then what? Then what would that reaction would have been like if you didn't act
sure.
on that, if something
right.
was actually wrong?
That's crazy. But she's refusing
right.
to pay you for that?
Refusing. She was like, you overreacted. You shouldn't have brought him to the vet at all.
Also, you did this as a favor. I'm assuming she didn't pay you to watch her dog, by the way, as she would have had to pay somebody else.
Yeah, no, this is just like her usual sitter canceled. And I'm just like, you know, the friend, like I helped her.
Damn.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of lame.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay. So what can we do? How can we make this better? What do you want to try to get out of this call?
Ultimately, I want Emily to understand that I was trying to protect Cooper and not,
sure.
I'm not trying to make decisions behind her back.
Right.
But I do think I should be reimbursed because I paid to help her dog when she was unreachable.
Let's see what we can do here. If you guys have never been here for Forgive and Forget before, how this works is we reached out to Emily and we said, hey, listen, we're the radio station here in town. There's somebody that wants to bring you on this segment we do about forgiveness. Is there, you know, anybody that you think would want to bring you on? She does think it's about this. So I don't know, though, if she'd be willing to, like, fork up that $600. That's you should not have to pay for that. Like, point blank, you shouldn't have to pay for that. Let's see if we make this better.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rachel, just don't let her know that you're on, even though I'm pretty sure she knows what's going on. But let's give her a chance to try to figure this out first, though, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Let me get an Emily. What's up, Emily? Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks a lot for agreeing to come on today. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks.
So I know that when we set this up, you may have had an idea of who would want to bring you on a segment about forgiveness and apologizing, right?
I have an idea, yeah.
Who is that?
Is this the vet bill?
This yeah. is about the vet bill. Rachel, why are we here today?
Well, I would like you to apologize for not paying me back after I took your dog to the vet. I was trying to save his life. But I specifically said, do not take him to the vet. You like made it sound you had no idea what to do, but I left you a detailed folder. I don't understand why you can't follow directions.
Wait, what do you mean?
I left her a folder. It had Cooper's feeding schedule, his medication, my vet's information, my emergency contact, everything she'd possibly need. And one page was actually highlighted because it was the most important thing that people need to know about him. It literally says, Cooper gets stress diarrhea every few months. Do not panic. Give him chicken and rice. Do not take him to the vet unless there's blood. He's vomiting repeatedly. He won't drink water or he becomes lethargic. Okay?
Rachel, did you go through the folder at all? Did you see any of this information?
I mean, I glanced it. I didn't see like the detailed notes, but there was a point he was lethargic. So I didn't see the detailed notes. Like I didn't see your emergency number, but there was a reason that I felt there was a need to go to the vet. I was really scared.
Well, Emily, Rachel did mention that she was trying to contact you throughout the weekend to ask you what she should do, but couldn't get a hold of you.
Right.
I was out of town and I had horrible reception. What am I supposed to do about that? I had an emergency contact in the folder that was not used. Someone was ready and where. And honestly, by the way, when I got home, I read the vet paperwork. It said that Cooper was alert and hydrated and wagging his tail and in no apparent distress when he was brought in. So what had happened was exactly what I warned her about, like a stress-related upset stomach. So if she had followed my instructions, none of this would have happened. So at the end of this, I don't think I should have to pay for a $600 mistake that happened because she ignored my directions. That's not fair to me.
I mean, I really would rather have an angry friend than a dead dog. So I do think that I made the right decision. If I had done nothing and something terrible happened, then I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
But what do you do when she like specifically says, don't take him?
I mean, but also Rachel also did Emily a favor. Like Emily's dog sitter canceled super last minute and Rachel stepped in and like, I assume she wasn't compensated as a friend. She was doing you a favor.
Well,
so like, I would think that at least can you use the money that you would have had to pay anyways?
She didn't read the directions. I don't know what to tell you. It would have taken 30 seconds to flip through that folder. It's not my fault that she didn't look at it. I told her to look at it. So, like...
Ew. It's also not her fault that your dog sitter canceled on you last minute. She tried to be a good friend and step in and help you out. If I was in this situation, I would pay my friend $600 because she did me a solid in the first place.
I mean, what kind of friend is she? Like, she literally wasted $600 for no point at all. And she's trying to put that on me. Like,
it was for Cooper.
I would feel some kind of way if I specifically said, don't do it. I mean, I get where she's coming from. I mean, I don't know if it's right, but I get where she's coming from. Well, I mean, so that's obviously why we're here, Emily, is like, Rachel wants an apology, and she obviously wants you to pay for that bill that she has already paid for. Because you already paid the bill, right?
The bill is
already paid. So, like, do you feel like it's your responsibility, and do you want to apologize? That's why we're here today.
I can apologize for the dog getting sick on your hands, but I'm not going to apologize for a bill that wasn't necessary.
Well, would you guys be willing to take phone calls on this to see whose bill that is?
Sure. Yeah.
So Emily went out of town, left her dog with Rachel and said, hey, very specifically, do not take this dog to the vet if this dog gets diarrhea. This is a very common thing. Please don't do it. Well, Rachel didn't read the note. Okay. The dog ends up getting diarrhea and Rachel takes the dog to the vet. Well, it was $600. So like, who is responsible for this vet bill? Who's up?
This is Michelle in Nottingham on 4.
Michelle, I mean, who's responsible for this vet bill, honestly?
Well, I'm team Emily, so I would say Rachel's responsible for the vet bill.
Really? Mm. Now why?
Absolutely. She was left clear instructions on what to do and she chose to ignore the instructions that were left. How is Emily responsible for that? If she knew this might happen, she was proactive. She left instructions and Emily didn't read them. So that's not...
No, I hear that. I think we acknowledge that too, where it's like she didn't read the binder and she chose to feel like she would be able to handle it.
Sure.
I just think that because they're friends, that even at the very most, there could be some sort of like 50-50 split, because also Rachel did step in last minute and do Emily a favor. And I just feel like that's not even being acknowledged in any type of way, or her time or anything like that.
But it doesn't have to be acknowledged. Like, it's just a sense of responsibility. She was given instructions and she ignored it. It's like when you go to IKEA and you build your own furniture, if you build it the wrong way, do you go back and say, hey, I put the wrong screw in, can I have my money back? No, it doesn't work that way. If anything, this is probably a life lesson for her, because from now on, I guarantee you, after a $600 bill, she's going to read every instruction she's given for the rest of her life.
I mean, yeah. Thank you for calling us. Who's up, Jess?
This is George on 3 in Harford County.
George, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, who's responsible for this vet bill?
I think Emily's responsible. She asked her friend to help her out last minute. Had I read the instructions and knew that my friend's dog had diarrhea, I probably wouldn't have agreed to watch the dog because I don't want that happening in my house.
Valid point.
You know, Emily's got to accept the fact that her friend did her a solid. She helped her out last minute. And had she not helped her out, how mad would Emily be at her friend for not helping her so she could go on vacation? Mm. In the same respect, whether she read the instructions or not, she still took care of Emily's dog and tried to save the dog's life for what she felt like was an emergency issue.
Yeah.
It'd be like me watching someone's kid. If something happens to their kid at my house, I'm going to take them to the hospital to make sure that they're treated properly.
And not be I didn't hear back from you, so I decided to to not do anything. Thank you for calling us. That's really interesting. You put it in like a kid perspective, right?
Exactly.
Well, your kid was sick and I didn't hear back from you, so I just decided to let your kid be sick.
This is Casey on 4 in Linthicum.
Casey, we'll give you the final vote. I mean, who's responsible for this vet bill?
Personally, I think it's the dog owner, Emily, because there's two things she did wrong here. First of all, even though she left detailed instructions with the folder, I have fur babies as well. And I also leave detailed instructions. And I've had dog sitters and everything. So what I always do is I always remind them, hey, by the way, since you know your dog's probably going to get stressed when you're out of town because his mom is gone, that's probably going to be a time where he's going to have these kind of issues.
Yeah.
I always say, hey, by the way, since I'm gone, Cooper probably is going to have this diarrhea issue, here's this and this. And the second thing is, I mean, not even offering to pay your friend for last minute. I mean, not even offering to pay her and then just expecting her to read probably a really long folder.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of, I don't even know how close these two friends are, if they're going to be friends ever again.
And then to be like, hey, $600 by the way.
It sounds like she knew. No, it sounds like Cooper has a problem and she needed to get it taken care of and she knew he was going to freak out, so she just wanted to stick the bill
on
Rachel.
Thanks for watching my dog and it's going to cost you $600. That's a good point too. I mean, Emily, it sounds like at least most people are like, that's going to be like your bill at the end of the day. So like, does that make you feel any different about the situation? Like, do you like want to?
I mean, I guess I'll pay it, but I'm really not pleased. I really don't think this is my responsibility. So this could have been avoided really easily,
I get it.
Rachel, do you want to share anything?
I still stand by the fact that I would rather have an angry friend than a dead dog on my hands.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com. Mm-hmm.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.